Hello, Rapture-centric family. I'm having some difficulties with Blog Talk. I'm not sure if someone else is trying to log in as host or what, but it just started playing music for me. So I'm going to go ahead and start. Actually, I'm wondering if anyone can hear me right now in the chat room. If you can hear me say something, because I'm not entirely sure if someone else is logging in as host or if I am. Okay, good, good. Okay, awesome. So I was spending some time alone with the Lord today, and I got a word. And so I was asking the Lord, I was like, do you have a word that you can give to the RCC and basically anyone else waiting for the rapture that would encourage them? And so this is the word that I got. My beloved children, some of you have grown weary in waiting for me to come. Your wait is over. I am coming now. Give me your troubles, for you will be with me shortly. I do not lie. I am coming now. Now in your time. I love you all. You are mine. Your troubles will be gone shortly. Stay connected with me. Give me your all. Don't worry about anything, my love. I am coming. I do not lose heart. I am with you always. I love spending time with you. You are my prized possession. Spend more time with me if you find yourself getting weary. I am waiting for you to hug you in my embrace. I am love. My love is endless. I love you. I come to get you now. You are mine, and I want you now. Remain in me as I remain in you, my love. I love you all. Love, your groom and heavenly Father. So, yeah, I hope that encourages someone. Definitely encouraged me. And so he is definitely coming anytime now. I mean, anytime now. So many people have gotten words about July. I know that July 28th, July 27th, is a lot of people have gotten words about that. The Siri app said the gates of hell are supposed to open July 27th, and Carol got July 27th, and I think some people on YouTube did as well. So, yeah, definitely he's coming anytime now, and Roman keeps on getting July 21st, and I think Zonti even, I saw an email from him, he got July 21st in a dream, so... Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I think for the RCC, the last translation date I'm going to go with is the 21st, although I think we very likely could be out before the 21st because on the Hebrew calendar, let's see, tomorrow's the 19th, and on the Hebrew calendar, that would be the 21st. So, yeah, that would and also on the 19th, marks the fifth month anniversary of RCC officially being declared as a church, because I think it was February 19th that RCC was declared a church. So the 19th definitely has significance for RCC. So, and also I have this virus protection program on my computer, and it's running out, and I have today it said I have 2 days before it expires, so I go to click on it to renew it, and it says, it takes me to some page that just says complete your order with no buttons to complete it. So it's like it's not letting me renew it, and it says two days before it's been having this countdown, and it's now it's saying 2 days before it runs out. So definitely I'm taking that as a sign from the Lord. Maybe he's saying I don't need to renew it because I won't be here to get my new virus protection on my computer. So that's how I'm taking it anyway. So, yeah, we are definitely out of here very, very soon, probably today. But if not today, then tomorrow is very possible. It's also tomorrow's the Sabbath. So, yeah, definitely out here, out of here soon. And let's see, before I open up the phone lines, I have a personal prayer request. Yesterday I was walking down my stairs, and out of nowhere my knee starts hurting. Like, it just now all of a sudden it just starts hurting, and I can't walk down the stairs without my knee hurting, or walk up the stairs, or sit down, or stand up. So, yeah, just It was so random too. I was just walking and it just suddenly started hurting. So if you could pray for that for me. Okay, now I'm going to see who's on the phone here. We have 317. You're on.
Hi, it's Jerry.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing well. I had a little trouble logging in also. I think a few other people did, especially with chat.
Oh, okay.
I got the show, but the chat wouldn't show up. And then I think a couple of other people had that. But it looks like we're going now. We've got a lot of people there. And
yeah.
I'm good. I got a word today also, actually. And,
oh, okay. Let's see. I guess I'll go ahead and finish bringing people on, and then
sure.
You can read your word.
Okay.
Okay. I know we have 2818. I think one is Keith and one is Tana. So, hello, Keith and Tana.
Thank you, Michelle, for that word. That was so encouraging.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, Tana.
Hi.
Hey, Tana.
Hi.
Love
Hello.
You. Praying for you, Michelle,
Love you.
Too, as well. Yeah.
And we have 914.
Hi, guys. It's
914.
Michelle.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi,
hi Keith. Hi, Tana. Hello.
And, of course, we have Pat.
Hi, hi kitties.
Hi, Pat.
Hi, Mama
hi.
Pat.
How's everybody?
Good.
Oh,
we're
boy.
Good.
good. yes.
Let's see.
Yeah.
I guess you can read your word
hi,
now.
I love you. Hi, Mama Pat.
Hi, sweeties. Hi, sweeties, all of you. Yeah, I do. I'm just, I don't know about everybody else, but I have been in tears over this plane crashing. Only 80 kids dead, you know. I know God has it in charge and is a reason, but I'm devastated. Maybe I'm feeling his pain. I don't know what I'm feeling. And these rebels, you know, they're not letting people in. The bodies are all over the place. They're starting decomposition. I mean, you don't have to go into that. I mean, there's not enough respect. They're not letting people in to do the professional work. So let's lift just up in prayer, maybe, you know, for these poor families and that situation there, because they're in a war zone. Still, it's very dangerous. And now they're screaming Putin has blood on his hands. I mean, it's just so crazy and getting out of hand so quickly, you know. So I don't know. I just have felt this sorrow all day, you know. I guess being a mother, I don't know. But, you know.
There's theory that those bodies are the same bodies that were hijacked before.
They think so?
And that they maybe use remote control, and I don't know, but who knows?
Yeah, it's just,
yeah.
So we just keep the families in prayers of these poor people, you know, and
yeah.
It's just such a mess. It's like, it's unbelievably a mess, you know, because the proper things, the more decent things are not being done for the ones who have lost their lives, and people can't get in. There's only one CNN person that was allowed to get in there, and these people walking around with their masks and their guns like, oh, so important, well, this is the war zone, where the, you know, I'd like to kick their butts, every one of them, you know, and wake them up, really.
I'm thinking they're letting their bodies decompose, so they can't.
Yes, they're just letting them lay out on the ground in the heat, and I mean, if this was anywhere else, you would have all kinds of professional people in with dignity and decency and closure. You know what I'm saying? These I won't use the language, but the blankety-blank people out there, these rebel, stupid people, are not letting the people come in and do their work because, well, this is a war zone, you know, and everybody's screaming at Putin. Now, it is a mess. It is just, there's such a lack of dignity to the whole situation that's what you see, and it just makes you see red. It really does, because they're not letting people in proper to do what
they
have
not,
to do.
Why are they not taking them accountable, though?
Because,
why are they not making them accountable? Why are nations not stepping in and act like that's just
nobody's
okay
doing
people?
Anything. Oh, everybody's just shooting off words. Well, it's your fault, and no, it's your fault. And Putin says, well, the rebels are there, blah, 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 and it's there. And then Ukraine's saying, well, it's not us. You know, shut up.
That one commander
and
said,
do what has to be done to get these closer to these people and get them off the ground in the heat. It's horrible.
That rebel commander was like, taking credit for it. He said
yeah,
it was like
they were bragging about it because
they
shot down a cargo plane and another plane. So they're all happy that they're doing such stuff like that. But you can't get anywhere. And then when that was happening, our president was on the phone with Putin saying, you know, telling the world sanctions now. Well, this, and Putin saying, well, this just destroys our whole relationship. So it's such a horrible mess. It's
yeah,
just
we
such a
have
horrible
to remember
mess.
That the plane may not have even been shot down.
Oh no,
it
was definitely proved it was
ground.
A missile, and they showed a truck with one missile missing. Yeah,
but
no,
but honestly, there's no footage. They've no show no footage of anything falling from the sky. Of being shot down
yeah,
or falling,
do,
no plane falling from the sky. There's only footage of it. There's explosion. There's all of a sudden there's an explosion on the ground. Is all
the reason why there wasn't cameras allowed until today. All this is very suspect. Pat, I love you to death. We all do.
Yeah.
American media has been beating you down all day. I mean,
it's a horrible thing, but the whole world's in a horrible state.
I mean, these are most likely.
Horrible.
Unfortunately, these bodies have been dead for a while, and that's most likely why this is playing out like this. So by the time they get to them, they're not going to be able to identify. They found a file of passports today that turned out to be all fake. I mean, all this is just—it's a pile
it's
of
horrible.
BS. Just don't buy into it. Stay close to the
Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, but the U.S.
But
missile
just...
was the one that I thought they said it was a U.S. missile, or I mean, sorry,
it's
the Russian
UK
missile.
It's a Russian
yeah, well, that you guys, yeah, but you guys remembering it's the U.S. reporting on all this that are liars. They are liars, controlling the government. It's a false, and nothing is true that we're hearing in the U.S. about any of this stuff. That's
exactly.
It's all
well, something
false.
Took that
it's
plane down.
False.
I don't think it just fell from it by itself or disappeared. Something took it down, and it sounds to me like it's
well,
the Russian.
Well, there, it didn't get taken. Bottom line, it didn't get taken down. It's the plane. There's no footage of it even falling.
The only footage released is an explosion on the ground.
Yes, it's an explosion on the ground. So it's like they took the plane that was stolen before, hijacked before, put the people back on it, remote control somehow put it in the air because I heard they can do that, and then let it land on the ground, and then they blew it up.
But oh yeah, those 100 on they said going to Australia for the AIDS conference,
wow.
And they have the World Health Organization saying they knew all these people, and it was said that the original people that were going to a meeting way back then were going for some other thing completely, and this was an AIDS group of 100 going to Australia, so they were expected in Australia, and they recognized those people on the plane. So I mean, I'm not trying to cause anything here, but I don't think this. It's the same people because
whether
those people in Australia were expecting
it's
them.
Old plane, new people, old people. It's all Satan's work. It's all the New World Order governments all combined together. America, Russia, they play this out in front of us like they're not in on it together. Don't fall for it.
No matter how you size it up, it's so sick.
Somebody did it.
Regardless, life were lost, and that is sad. And they were pawns, and that is sad that their lives
poor
were
souls.
Lost. Not mine. Yes.
Poor souls.
But you know, we just have to pray that the Lord took them up into heaven, and that they're fine.
Yes. They're
pray
waiting for us.
Keep up on it, though, Pat. What's going on with that? So we can, as they find out more, I'm sure they'll figure it out.
We can't follow the American news.
If we're not still continuing to be lied to.
Don't follow the American news. Follow other countries' news, not our news.
This is
you
so
want me
reminiscent.
To read? Yeah, go ahead.
This is so reminiscent to me, especially the confusion of the scenario that really led to World War I, which we're coming up on the anniversary of on July 28th.
Wow.
10 days. This is so reminiscent, this confusion, because now, you know, we can look up in a history book or on Wikipedia or whatever and get a nice, concise summary of what happened and who was involved and what the motivations were, and we can look at that now. But at the time, in real time, there was tremendous confusion, and really nobody understood what happened.
Yeah.
It took a long time for them to collect pieces of facts that they laid out as the truth. And, you know, there's still a lot of suspicion about the reporting of that truth that is alive today. I read an article just a few months ago by a historian, a very respected historian in England, who wrote an article about World War I and what started it and all the problems in that area of the world, which, of course, is basically the same area of the world. And there's a lot of suspicion that all the truth was not told there, and that even some of the royal families could have been involved, or at least looking the other way while some of these things happened,
yeah.
Because the two royals that were shot were popular with their people, but not in the royal family. They were not popular because they weren't considered to be living the way they were expected to live.
Yeah.
And so all of this confusion is so reminiscent and so unbelievably timely. And one of the reasons I'm prompted to bring that up is because I looked on Mary Greeley's site, who usually does, you know, the earthquakes and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And she, if you look on her feed, she's got row upon row. Something has moved her to recount the statements at the UN Security Council meeting. I think it was a Security Council meeting. Anyway, a major UN emergency meeting about the downing of that aircraft.
Yeah.
And she has posted the video of each representative that made a statement. And it's like, she's really been led to focus on this, and it seems really out of the ordinary. I don't know. This has a sense about it, a feel about it. Whatever they're getting ready to do, if it's not part of their plans, it's really amazing that it seems to feed those things so well. And because we know that there's a lot of unusual stuff going on in the Crimea, in the Ukraine right now. So I don't know. I'm just saying it really, really strikes me as so similar to what led to World War One. All the confusion, all the international contention, all the mixed relationships that are involved, and so now all of a sudden, you know, the people who can't get out of their way to do common sense things from one day to the time in their own country are now all, you know, they're all uniting and condemning Vladimir Putin. At the very best, if it was a Russian missile, which I think that's certainly the story, let's just say, assume that it was, at the very least, it was in the hand of a sort of a third or fourth party. It certainly wasn't direct Russian military.
No, right.
And so to be calling him on the carpet at the moment seems like a little bit of a stretch. And so there's a lot of weird stuff about this, and I really, really echo what Joe was saying. We can be concerned about the people, but it's very important.
I'm
going to
welcome
to believe.
Two more callers on here. 626, I think that's Leah, and then 205, mm-hmm. I think is Katie.
Hey, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hi,
Katie.
Hi.
Hi, Katie.
How are you?
Hi, honey.
Hey, guys.
I forgot the show was
on. How are you?
Never mind. Good. How are y'all?
Okay.
We're good. Good.
And
I just
Jerry
got off. And is Leah there? I just got off.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Leah.
Hi, hello.
Hi, Katie. What did Katie say? You forgot the show was an hour?
Oh, I just forgot the show was going on. I just crazy lately.
Mhm.
Yeah. I just got off the phone with Judy. She's doing good. She was in sitting in traffic. So.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
That's doing good.
Cool.
And Jerry, to go back to what you were saying, I mean, written by the victor. Like, Hitler wasn't burning all those books because he didn't enjoy a good read. He wanted to rewrite history. If this war were to play out and God didn't step in, if Russia won, then America shot down a plane, accused us. America wins. Russia shot down a commercial plane. We went in and did the right thing. And so, you know, that's whoever wins writes the history that we're now reading. So it's all very polluted.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, it's fairly well known that the people who have the designs on a one-world government and system, they actually had a plan for three world wars, which we're on the cusp of the third one right now. They got the first two pulled off, so you know, however you want to look at it, whatever the histories are that we've been taught, you know, they happened, and we know that there are people who, for whom they embraced a plan to have them. So, you know, it's walking and talking like a duck. I think we know what it is.
Yeah.
And and so, you know, and
I didn't see much. Go ahead, Jerry.
Well, it's just interesting that we're also coming up on this July 28th, which we've been pointed to in so many ways, which it turns out, I didn't even realize until the other day it was actually the declared date of World War I starting.
Wow.
So
interesting.
You know, it's just
crazy.
You know, and then, you know, all the numbers and all this stuff, which we know that they circulate around. And then it's Flight 17 on the 17th of July. Are you kidding
me? And 777.
I know. That was done on purpose, you can tell.
Yeah, yeah.
When is the International Monetary Fund date that they were implying? What date was that, Jerry?
28.
That was
the
28th. Interesting.
Yeah,
the
video that was posted somehow came up with the 20th. But in the way I looked at it, it was pretty clear they were mentioning the 28th, and then she specifically mentioned the 100th anniversary of World War I, did not mention a date.
Yep.
But it seemed to me a direct reference to what would be a World War III, and that was one of the most sobering things about the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't even look it up at the time, but somebody else pointed out, and I verified it, you know, July 28th is the day they say World War I started.
Mm. Yeah, oddly enough, Jerry, the spirit led me to look that up the other day. Like, I wasn't even thinking about it. Told me to get on my laptop, look at the date of the start of World War I. And that's when I found out it was the 28th. And it was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you believe it?
That's huge.
And, you know,
and
we've had our own messages. You know, Carol had that great, you know, Away in the Manger
Revelation
in July thing for 27th, 29th. You know, and it was the overnight. Remember, it was the overnight from the 27th to 28th. And so, you know, it's just amazing all the different things. And, you know, so we've got sort of the other side broadcasting it, and then we're getting messages ourselves that lead to the same time frame, and it's extraordinary.
I didn't see much going on today with Hamas and Israel. Tana, did you see any? I looked on that live site. I didn't really, they only had like one thing on there.
Oh, they're still bombing. They're still bombing. And
okay.
It's still going on. And you know what? Today, back to Christmas, I was looking at my email, and the subject matter was a Merry Wishmas, which was, you know, make a wish thing, you know, about donating or whatever. The title was Merry Wishmas, like Christmas.
Yeah, did a lot of Christmas and July stuff.
And then, I want to hear Jerry's word.
Oh.
Yeah, Jerry, read your word.
That. Oh, yeah, read that. That's good.
I can do that. He actually told me he was going to give me a word this morning, and then I got distracted and I never really sat down. The easiest thing for me to do is just type it out.
Hmm.
So this is from this afternoon, but he sort of was ready to have it this morning. Anyway, it says, brothers and sisters, this is a word from the Lord. Rejoice, the day comes. The word of my now coming is for you as well as my arrival. Have you held anything back? Now is the time to put it forward. Make your last installment into my glorious plan. There is no time to think now. Reacting or leading from me. What seems like warning after warning will seem like an instant recognition when you go. Those left behind may remember only one warning. This is my work and an explanation for your senses. Still, the time is now. Do not hesitate to bring everything to me. I have found you and led you. I will find others and lead them. Your work is done. Let the party begin. Your loving Savior, Lord, and Brother Jesus.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Man.
Ooh, awesome. I love you guys. I got to go to work. I'll talk to you.
Okay, honey. Take care.
Bye, Tana.
Love you, Tana.
Love you, sweetie.
I have 144 emails on my phone.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Nice.
nice, exactly.
Pat has a word, too.
And Chad, Chris Slaughter is saying that Roman had a word, and she said it's in Facebook, but I'm trying to find it.
Okay.
So
I don't remember him having a word in Facebook.
Keith, do you know, did you see Roman's word in Facebook?
No. Michelle, I don't remember seeing that. That's weird.
Okay, I saw it, but I'm trying to scroll up here.
I missed it.
I don't see it at the moment.
Maybe deleted it.
No.
Roman. Typo.
Roman.
Pat's got a word, too. That I
It's really good, guys.
It's
I think you'll like this. It's from Lana again, but it's very encouraging. So if you want me to read it, I'll go ahead.
I think.
Yeah, go ahead.
I see it now. Okay, I'll read it. My son, the end has come, and so you have you, but when your end will be a new start, will begin a glorious one. It will not be like any life here on this planet. You will be enhanced in every way possible, mind, spirit, soul, body, your whole being. The joy that awaits you, son, is beyond words and cannot be found here on earth. Your life here, as you know it now, will be nothing like the one I have in store for you. Right now, I'm preparing you for what glory lies ahead for you. Keep looking up, son. The problems you are facing right now will be your last ever. Get ready. Many things will shock you, son, for what I have in store. Do not worry about who you are and what you are like now. You are about to be changed. Son, changed. Your body I am about to give you is going to be explosive and godlike, with energy and power beyond what any dark forces can handle. This is my gift to you. Keep seeking and you will find out more. You do not know what's coming for you. I know you like surprises. Just wait, son. Not long till you find out. Everything has been set and planned out. All of your inner desires will come true. I am so excited to see your face, son, when you see. I love you with all of my being. My heart is for you and not against you. Let us fly and soar high, and I will show you mysteries that only a select or few selected ones know. My kingdom is huge and is getting bigger. It will take more than eternity to explore all I have created. So much awaits you, son. Do not worry about anything here, for you will be perfected soon in the love of God, and no longer will you suffer. I understand how you feel, son. As I was in your position, stay strong in me, for you are not weak but strong. Stay in me, son. Stay focused and forget what you are facing here, for all is about to shift to another direction, a more wonderful, happy, and glorious direction. I love you so much, more than you know. No one can really know, but I just feel and experience the intense love of God. Let my love overpower you. Do this now. I am looking forward to seeing you shortly, son. Very shortly. Everything is ready. Get ready. I love you with all of my heart. Yeshua, your king and best friend.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's really good. Very good.
Thank you, Roman. Yes, I love that.
Yeah, thank you, Roman.
Yep,
very much. Pat, you ready?
Yeah, I have it in front of me. This is good. Of course, it's from Lana again. It's called It Won't Be Just July, But Joy July. Well, anyway, here we go. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He sent out his word and healed them, Psalms 107, verses 19 to 20. I wanted to encourage those who have been in distress and trouble and have been crying out to God for deliverance and healing. I have had the message on my heart all day to encourage those ones, do not give up, do not give up, for in July you shall reach the skies. The chains that have held you down in the past, the things that have really tried to keep you contained are being removed, and you are going to fly. I saw many pressing into the Lord and seeking him like never before, lifting their hearts in worship. But it seemed that it was a fight to keep their peace. Stay close to him, and your peace shall remain. Do not let circumstances or the enemy get your eyes off of him. He will keep you in perfect peace, healing as you are kneeling. I saw the Lord doing deep works in July. in the area of healing his people. The opposition has been so intense because of what the Lord is doing in July. He is bringing in double for the trouble that his people have endured. The areas where pain, discouragement, depression, despair, anxiety, doubt, thoughts of death have been tormenting. He is coming swiftly and bringing healing and restoring double. Things that have kept his people from peace, greater revelation, joy, and freedom are falling away, especially in July. His love from above is bringing healing and restoration. As those who are believing for healing continue to live in surrender, alignment, and seek him, it is going to manifest. There has been great tests in this season to strengthen faith and develop steadfastness, and the revelation of Daddy is bringing great healing. July will see wholeness released and established in great creative ways by the Lord. Not just July. I sense that many have been feeling like each day has been such a battle to get through. Each day has been so hard, and putting one foot in front of the other has been an effort. I saw many have been tangled up in exhaustion, frustration, and anger. I saw the Lord feeling like their lives have become complacent. Joy seems far away, and there seems to be no glorious breakthrough that they have been believing for. I feel to encourage the people of God that as you align yourself in him, there is an invitation from heaven to step into some of the greatest moments of encounter with the Father's love and opportunities to minister and see breakthrough in July. I saw the Father encouraging his people to keep leaning in, not to strive, not to get discouraged, but to simply remain steadfast in resting in him and delighting in him. I sense the Father drawing his people closer as they delighted in him and his beauty. Everywhere, everything else will fall into place. As the people of God delight in him and lean in, we will not look at July and say it was just July. It was another month of disappointment, another month of nothing, another month of status quo. I saw as the people of God stepped into the invitation from heaven, it was not status quo, but going deep into the depths of the river of his spirit and learning to go with the flow, his flow as it increases. Do not forsake the word. Do not be discouraged. Exhaustion, frustration, despair, anxiety, fear, and change keep you from the word. Don't let these things keep you from the word. I saw many encounters, healings, breakthroughs, and deliverances happening to the people of God in July through digging deep into the word. A greater hunger is being released from heaven now to feast on the word like never before, for there are jewels of revelation that are waiting to be discovered, but they are so charged by the breath of God that as they are released, glorious freedom, healing, breakthrough, explosions are manifesting. Many healings, freedom, and deliverances are going to happen for the people of God in July through encounters with him in the secret place. Do not get your eyes off the word. Delve deeper into it than ever before. The Lord is empowering his people. He is encouraging his people that July is going to be glorious and full of joy as his people step into the invitation from heaven. Many feel like they are like a snail who feel like they are moving at such a slow pace that when they get to their finish line of the season, they will barely make it over so very slowly. Stay close to the Lord. His word will not return void. He is healing. He is bringing freedom and breathing life again into his people that are exhausted. Heavenly vision is being breathed into hearts in July, especially through dreams in the night. Pay attention to your dreams and know that you are not going to be a tired, exhausted snail crossing the finish line of this season into the next, but you are going to leap across with joy, boldness, courage, and strength. Rejoice. It is not going to be just July. It is going to be joy July. And that was the message, guys.
Amen.
Yeah.
That was so accurate. Man,
that's a good message.
That's an amazing message. That is so good, Pat. Man,
it's encouraging. It's encouraging.
God. Really.
Because we're in July, and we have 10 days to
Amen.
Be 28.
I know, and maybe it sounds like if we get raptured, then all that would come true anyways. If not, we'll get our blessings and everything. I'm so excited. Thank you, Pat, for reading that.
21st sounds good, too. 21st sounds good.
Yeah.
I seem to that kind of sticks in my craw, the 21st, but, I mean, I'm just saying, you know.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've seen that number when I'm out and stuff, license plates and things like, okay, you trying to tell me something? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he plays games like that, guys, with the license plates. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Big time. Sometimes I'm shocked. And I say, boy, you must have my whole date just arranged because I'm behind this car and I can't believe the letters and numbers I'm reading.
Gosh. I've got a story like that that's just blew me completely away.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
It happens.
Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah.
So. I think it's interesting. You know, I've been trying to be better because I sort of have to check in with him if he wants to give me a word most of the time. And recently, you know, he said, no, everything's good or, you know, whatever, something along those lines. But today he said yes. In fact, actually, I'm not so sure he didn't tell me before I asked this morning. And it took me, I had all these distractions, and it took me quite a while to get myself sorted out so I could sit down and type something out. And
that happens.
Yeah. But what I'm realizing here is, you know, Roman's got a word, and Michelle's got a word, I've got a word, you got that word you just read. These are the kinds of things that don't happen by accident. He's definitely in it. So he's really, you know, it seems to me that's a significant exclamation point for at least our day, for this day.
I'm glad you, Joe and everybody, I'm glad you kind of went over this plane thing because I'm telling you, it's just tore my heart out. But you're right, it could be one big stupendous lie because the world is so screwed up with this New World Order crap and whatever, and we're just being fed lies, and sensitive dummies like me, you know, it's like I need someone else to say, hey, wait, let's take another look at this. Let's sort this out a little bit. You can be lied to, and so don't let this get to you like crazy.
Pat, I want you to know that I was crying almost all of yesterday.
All right,
that.
Honey.
Like,
I've crying all day.
Yeah, no, it's
angry.
Tragic. And even if it is very much. Very angry, yeah.
I'm yelling at the Lord. I'm yelling at the Lord. Why? Well, what is this madness? Look at these kids, you know, and these stupid rebels letting them lay in the ground. They don't let the proper people come in. That's what's killing me.
This disrespect of life was, you know, prophesied about. Also, what we're all talking about a little before that. This outpouring of the Spirit that we're all receiving right now in these last seconds.
Goodness.
You know, we just need to concentrate on that because if we look to the left and right and see all that the hell that's breaking loose and focus on that,
and
we're going to be broken down in a corner crying.
Yeah,
you know,
nothing's getting better with Gaza and Israel either. Nothing's getting better.
Definitely.
You know, I have to say, knowing you two a little bit, you know, you're feeling the Lord's heart and you're expressing the Lord's heart here. I mean, I don't think that's just what I hear being expressed. I mean, there's a.
Amen. I agree with that.
You know, and in this distress, don't forget, I'm not going to put this very well, apparently, but what I'm saying is enjoy that the Lord is sharing himself with you.
Oh, yes, I understand you. Because, Jerry, I am not this way. I do not get so upset. But I am just crying all day.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Well, there's a reason, Pat. I absolutely know.
I feel so much anguish. I can't handle anguish, but it's flooding me.
You're delivering a message to all of us, Pat, and I think we should all pay attention to it because you're speaking the heart of the Lord. I think there's no question about it.
He's so upset with everything that's going on, but he leaves us free to choose, and we royally blank and screw up, you know, and it hurts him as much as it hurts each other.
Yeah,
but we would be naive to think he's not in pain with everything that's going on with all of his creation that's being destroyed by
not,
the enemy
Joe,
right now.
I do not get like this, never.
Yeah,
I am very controlled. I am very
ago,
whatever.
I didn't even cry. I was the same way as you.
I'm angry. I am so freaking angry. Spell it any way you want. I am so angry. I am so angry, and I don't get angry. And I'm looking at the Lord like, How much more? How do you put up with this? Look at these dumbass people who do this. I mean, I'm sorry, guys. I have to say it. Who don't let the proper ones come in to take care of this. If this happened anywhere else, you would have every kind of country coming in claiming their people. Did you see the list of people, the nationalities that were on that plane? Where are these people? They can't get in because only one CNN reporter was allowed in. I mean, cut me a break. What kind of dumbass people are you? You wear your mask and your guns and, like, you look so big. If somebody should just – I'm sorry, Lord. It's too bad that Mama Pat ain't over there, man. I'd have fixed this real fast.
Pat, I can tell you –
some people go flying.
this mask thing is because of two reasons. First of all, they are starting to try to prosecute people for war crimes in the middle of wars. And but the other thing that's really we've seen with this ISIS group, you know, all the important people are running around with masks on their face so that we can't identify who they really are and what their real nationality may be, because this thing is an international conglomeratized military destabilization of the world. And it's happening in the Ukraine, and it's happening and it's happening here, and so many of these people are paid for missionaries, even the people the U.S. directly uses, let alone surreptitiously. And this is for hiding identity purposes, and so that it's not as easy to tell who's doing what. And the anger you're feeling, I'm sure, is the Lord's anger. And, you know, Judy, I think, mentioned yesterday that we had a phone call. It was middle of the afternoon, and it was just very strange. It kept getting interrupted, but in a manner that it was like we were being disconnected, but we weren't. And what was happening is it was like the connection was being redialed on several occasions, and the strange thing was at exactly the same time, I had the same scenario going on with my Blog Talk login. And it actually logged me into a different Blog Talk channel that I had pulled up but not logged into at all. And we could tell, after it happened once or twice, I could tell something weird was going on. And that's when the Lord spoke to Judy that it's on. They started messing with our phone connection, and the Lord said directly to her, "It's on," and he was ticked. He was mad.
Yeah.
And so it is on. You should have heard me
talking to the Lord today. I mean, you talk about spouses who have going at each other like, you know, just why all this madness and craziness? Why this death? Just crazy, crazy anger.
Let me ask you this, Pat. Do you feel closer to the Lord now after going through feeling his pain today?
He's telling me not to let this bother him. He's telling me not to let this separate us because I'm so upset. This is like the straw that broke the camel's back, guys. This craziness.
You know, I just
thought... You should have heard that CNN reporter. He's the only one allowed in saying how the bodies are all decomposing. I mean, he couldn't use the language he wanted to. That's a stench. I mean, you don't do that out of respect to a plane crash because of these stupid-ass men with their masks and guns, like, oh, you know. I mean, kick their butts and just get them out of there.
We're going to send you in there, Pat. You can take them out. We're going to send you in there.
Oh, I would, honey.
I'm going to go ahead and bring on another caller here. caller 336, you're on. 336, area code 336, you're on.
They're probably scared to talk at this point.
Oh, yeah, I've scared everybody off.
No, not you. No, Pat.
I'm kidding.
From what I was saying,
I agree with what Jerry was saying, that you know, God's allowing you to feel some of the hurt that he is going through.
Yeah.
You know, again, he's in you, and there it is.
Well,
he's ticked, guys.
Chris put something in chat that brought a thought, an observation I had to mind. She was talking about the scenes that they're showing about that crash, and that, you know, all the luggage is brand new and all that kind of thing. I saw somewhere in the coverage a pile of a picture of a whole collection of passports that they
had
made.
Blank.
And they were all, yeah, they're all brand new.
Yeah, I saw that too, Jerry, and it said also
didn't get a stamp
on under
yeah.
It said they were all false. They were all fake.
How do you explain
passports.
That?
I don't know.
I don't know.
You know, I'm not even sure what, but whatever it was
plus
like,
also,
well,
would passports all be, like, no one apparently touched anything. They're all in a group. There's, like, 20 of them, right, the picture that you saw?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
like,
and I don't know whether they collected them and threw them all in one place or, but in either case, either way, I mean, by definition, you should have a random sampling of passports, and they were almost all the same nationality, and you, but even the one or two that weren't were, every one of them looked virtually brand new. Like,
yeah.
Impeccable,
no,
like they were not
whatsoever.
An explosion, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and also had not been in anybody's possession for any length of time.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a
that
crease in a
page. That was
weird.
That hit you kind of funny, yeah.
Yeah.
It raised a red flag.
Yeah. I mean,
there's
yeah.
so much suspect about this. And even people who aren't into God at all are starting to say, like, this it doesn't even seem right, you know.
It doesn't make
you know,
sense.
They're not bringing God into it, but they're saying this just doesn't add up. This
might wake them
sense,
up.
You know?
That's right.
Yeah,
yeah
no,
that's right.
It does, but.
Well, there's scripture that says all things will be revealed. There's one in Isaiah. And every aspect of this stuff will be revealed. And this is one of the reasons that these people are losing their grip a little bit and getting a little bit panicky. It's because they're seeing their plans be revealed, which they thought were all secret.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And so they're getting a little bit desperate, being a little bit more obvious, because in my opinion, they're beginning to realize their time is shorter than they thought it was. And they're also seeing that the lockhold they had on public opinion and news sources is going away, and people are starting to think for themselves right when they need them to not think for themselves at all.
Yeah,
and
that makes
it's
sense.
A very dangerous, you know, these are people who over centuries as a group have successfully operated in secrecy, largely because people didn't believe that they existed. You know, now people are beginning to see that it's pretty easy to see that they exist and work in concert with each other, even if it's a spiritual leading at the top of everything. And so, you know, the scripture says all things will be revealed, and they will be. Or reveal all things might be actually how it's phrased.
Well, we're seeing it.
Yeah, that's what's happening. And
especially
our suspicions
if we have 10 days.
The outpouring of the heart of God.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't want to give somebody else a chance, but
no,
still.
No, it's okay. That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
No, the Holy Spirit guides the show, so anything that's said here, it's going to feed somebody. It's going to make them have a think, you know. And we're
Amen,
all sincere.
Pat.
We're all sincere. We all love God, so
Amen.
Whatever comes out of us is going to be for the whole, for the benefit of everybody, you know, whatever. Whatever. You know.
Right. Can I say something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to say I love you all. And I thank God for you. And I thank God that we've come into the truth of seeing things for the ways that they are. And like you say, for a long time, we was blinded, not even knowing that among us sits a holding up the society, a holding up the culture within our own existence that is really putting our lives in danger in every way possible, from riding in vehicles to drinking water to just stabilization. And now we see what is really happening before our eyes.
Yeah.
And I just want to say that, again, I say that I love you all, and I truly do love you all.
Yes.
And it
too.
Is because, thank you, it is because of your awakening and your waking up that you're going to help other people to realize the truth themselves. And you're going to be that spark that is going to spark a brain, that will spark a change. And allow us to get things back on track and on the right track, on the right track. Because if not, then we are headed for destruction. We are headed for the human race, humankind is headed for destruction. And I must say that we must continue to allow our humanity to show our humanitarian concern towards other human beings and not allow those that we know are the evil ones to continue to keep corrupting our behavior. What is happening today, brothers and sisters? that which is in you is greater than that which is in the world.
Mm-hmm.
That which is in you is the seed of the everlasting eternal life of God. And more people are turning within. More people are standing bold in the truth that lies within them. That spirit of life, that spirit of God, that spirit of existence, where we all say that we are all equal. And I'm telling you, it will only be a matter of time before that whole civilization, that whole culture falls. It's just a matter of time. Because we are going to make America what America really is, American, about America. And what is going on and what is happening is not what America is about. It doesn't represent us, but yet we're represented by them who call themselves Americans. And I don't want to get too far deep into this thing, but what I'm saying is that an American, but I am embarrassed. So let us grow towards one another. Let us grow in each other, that we may save our country and save this earth, because it will not be long before it's destroyed.
Yeah.
And we are the cause and the blame. And everything that Jesus came to tell us is come to pass. Let no man deceive you to continue to keep allowing you to keep looking on towards the future and to see and hope that these things happen then when they're happening right now in front of our eyes. So I tell you that he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world, and he that is in you will no longer be oppressed and suppressed by either of you. He is about to appear with or without you. You must be on his side.
Right.
Yep.
See his life. We're dealing with life and death.
Yep.
And it's because of him that we are living. See, if he was to decide to leave you right now today, that body would drop, and we would have to bury you into the ground. It is only because of him that I am alive. It is because of him that I am living. And in him I must become one with he that is in me. We have been fooled and bamboozled by the masses. I tell you, my beloved, forsake not that which is in you. He is the one.
Yeah.
He is the Holy One of God,
mm-hmm.
the Most High. And I love you so much, I don't care what your race is, because there's no such thing as color. There's no such thing as black nor white. There's no such thing as Christian nor Jew. There's no such thing. When we all face eternity, we'll all be one thing.
Amen, brother. We're all children of one God. We are all the same.
We need to find our family in the Lord. We need to define our nation in the Lord. We need to find our joy in the Lord.
Yes.
We need to find our faith in the Lord. We need our government to be in the Lord. We need to find our recreation in the Lord. All of the things that we have been that have been used to distract us, we need to place in the Lord, and we need to get the Lord out of those things for us. We need to be a Lord-centered nation. And
we also need to realize the Lord is our only salvation. It's not
right.
America. It's not any country.
It's any person.
It's no kingdom here on earth.
No,
like, it's
nothing.
Too late for all that.
It's getting later, too.
He's coming.
That's getting crazier.
He's coming. And we need to make it
all
about him.
Yeah, the deeds of darkness are being exposed, and I bet they are running. I bet they are scared because they're seeing they can't hide anymore. Jesus is just showing their hand.
Yep. So when things run its course, we're going to have an opportunity to place everything in the Lord and do our things, do all the things that we do, the pleasing things, challenging
mm-hmm.
things. They're going to be all about him, all about our Lord Jesus.
It's 8:29. Yeah.
Well, we have about 30 seconds left, so come, Lord Jesus.
Come, Lord Jesus, indeed.
Come, Lord Jesus. Thank you, brother.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Love you, Pat.
Love you, everybody.
Jerry and Joe and
love you, everybody. Chad,
Roman, everybody
out there online, love you.
Yeah.
Love you. Amen.
Yeah.
Love
amen.
You,
Keith.
So.
Love you all.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Love you
thank
all.
You all.
Come,
thanks,
Lord. Come, Lord.
Yes, come get us, Jesus.
Come,
Jesus. Jesus, creepers, Lord, come and get us.
God bless amen. Us all. God be with us all.
Yeah,
amen.
He does.
Amen.
Hang in there.
Hang in there, Pat.
What a oh, no, I'll be fine. But, boy, today was something else, you know, just a lot of feelings. I
anything have to do with the plane, just have Jerry look it up. He knows about all that
oh,
stuff.
Jerry, yes. How do you know a missile hit it?
Jerry,
no,
you're supposed to give us information on that. You didn't come through. Yeah,
you
night.
Know what? I dropped the ball.
Oh, no,
yeah.
you'll tell us tomorrow, my dear.
Yep,
all
I,
night.
Think that, I think that word
all
was
night.
More important than
yep.
aviation statistics.
Amen.
So
we're just teasing.
That,
we're just teasing.
You're welcome. Yeah, absolutely.
Airplane man. Hey, I fly.
Night.
I know. I took lessons.
Yeah.
I think he's all away. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I learned at a 1943 Cub tail dragger, Jerry.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. The stick shift, S turns. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Amazing, Beth.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Great.
And then everyone was freaking out. You got five kids. What are you, stupid? Where's your responsibility? You can't fly a plane. I had to quit.
Oh, well.
And I was raised in that my father was a pilot. Oh, my goodness. I have no fear. An emergency,
that.
Grab a plane. I'll fly you all out. Okay. I can still
there
fly.
There you go. There you go.
Oh, dear God. Love you all. Talk tomorrow.
Love you.
Okay.
Okay.
Love you all. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye, guys. Good night. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
See you there.